Rated M for mature.
We want more. We want more. Like, we really like it. We want more.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Wine, Weed, and Weave. I'm your host, Ayana, aka the Marijuana Ayana. This is another bonus episode, so I won't lie, I am overbooked, overwhelmed, and kind of over it, working way too much in the middle of a move, and did not pre-record as many episodes as I thought I pre-recorded. This is another bonus, but don't worry, you'll still have full episodes with guests included. Still coming. You guys keep a lookout. I have 2 to 3, maybe four if I'm feeling like, you know, we want to push the season a little longer. Awesome guest coming the rest of this season, so you guys keep a lookout for those. But today's episode, or bonus episode, is all about terpenes. So I actually have a series of articles with 448. Check them out. Their information will be in the description as well. They are Black-owned cannabis brand that creates merch and media and education, and I had the honor of writing a terpene series for them that is going to continue. It's on hold right now, but there's quite a few articles on there by me all about terpenes, what terpenes are, how they work, what they do, the different types of terpenes, the benefits of those terpenes. All of that you can find on the 448 website, which will also be in the description, so check that out. But this episode, I actually recorded as a video when I first started writing that article series last year, and I decided to make it into an episode for you guys. Just a little quick terpene episode so you guys can have some information, some facts about terpenes that you maybe knew already and you're getting a refresher, maybe you didn't know, and you can share with a friend that wants to learn about terpenes and why they are important. Thank you guys for being patient with me this season, for supporting, for listening, for sharing, for liking, all of that stuff. I appreciate it every single season. Keep a lookout, more great episodes coming soon. Season 4 will not end without more guests, trust me. Hopefully you guys stay tuned for that, and make sure you follow me on Instagram at the Marijuana Ayana and at MJI Canna Marketing for more. And content, and it's really hard. It took a lot for me to like get in front of this camera and get all set up, but I'm here and I'm ready and I'm excited to get talking about terps today. So if you couldn't tell by the title, we're gonna be talking all about terpenes. I mentioned in my last video that I have some education with terpenes. I'm also going to be writing a series of articles for a weed platform all about terpenes and all the terps. I can even prove to you guys, I got the certificate right here, my terpene certification right there. Terpene certification right there. So I know quite a bit about terpenes, and I took a lot of notes in preparation for this so I can explain terpenes as simple as possible. This video is going to be great for those who don't know what terpenes are, or have just heard the word terpene thrown around but like don't really have an understanding of what it is. This is going to be a great video to guide you guys through that. So hopefully you're smoking on something. If you're not, that's okay. And let's get into it. So what are terpenes exactly? I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard that word or seen it thrown around and have seen it on packaging of weed products, but didn't really know like what that meant. So terpenes are essentially the scent that a plant produces. So flowers produce terpenes, spices produce terpenes, and cannabis also produces terpenes. So it's really cool because when you walk into a room full of weed, you immediately are experiencing the terpenes, and terpenes enter the brain through the olfactory nerve. The olfactory nerve is in your nose, goes up to your brain, of course, like the nerves and whatever do the things that they do. And this is why certain smells can, you know, enhance your mood, can make you sleepy, can make you nostalgic, can make you hungry. Those are terpenes working. So terpenes are most known for being used in essential oils.
You are directly experiencing terpenes when you use essential oils, whether you rub them on your skin or use them like a little oil diffuser. You are essentially using the essential oils to get the benefits of the terpenes of that oil. So that's why, like I said, when you experience certain smells, they help your mood, they help you be hungry, they help you be sleepy. Terpenes and cannabis do the exact same thing. So anytime someone asks me what's a terpene, my most basic answer is terpenes are the equivalent of essential oils, except in cannabis. And terpenes have been found to have so many therapeutic benefits, medical benefits, not only in cannabis, but in all forms. And believe it or not, human beings are consuming terpenes quite often throughout the day. So even if you don't smoke weed, you're probably having at least 2 grams of terpenes, you know, in your diet, or you're at least having, experiencing, like, smelling terpenes. If you walk outside and you smell flowers and you're smelling the trees and the pine and things like that, you're experiencing the terpenes. So I wanted to quickly shout out Northwestern Leaf. They are a magazine out here in Seattle, but of course they have publications all over the place. They actually did a whole issue about terpenes, specifically pairing terpenes and cannabis with like drinks and food and stuff, which is really cool. And they did a really great piece literally talking all about terpenes, and they give you a nice little chart here of the terpenes and how they work in each of the terpenes. And we're going to go through only like half of these, not all of them, because they went a little bit more in depth. This issue was really good, but I will say this all about terpenes piece was not as informative as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't really like, how do terpenes work and what do they do? It was more so just like, imagine what shopping would be like if we focused on the terpenes instead of the strain. So we're going to get into that as well. So believe it or not, every strain, even the exact same strain, have different levels of terpenes. So you can have the exact same Girl Scout cookie strain by the exact same grower, and they're going to have different levels of cannabinoids and terpenes. Also, a strain that's grown outside versus a strain that's grown inside is going to have higher levels of terpenes, because being grown outside, it's a plant, it naturally is going to react better to be growing outside. So it's going to give you more levels of terpenes naturally, of course. That's how nature works. Excuse me if I look down, I'm just looking at my notes real quick. And then when we're consuming terpenes, you don't have to just get the benefits of terpenes from smoking it or essential oils. Like I said, terpenes are also present in every part of the cannabis plant and in all plants. So if you drink tea that has herbs in it, you're probably experiencing terpenes. But also if you're smoking CBD, if you're using hemp, you're also probably experiencing terpenes. So if you're someone that's like, I wanna experience the benefits of terpenes, but I don't wanna be high, that's absolutely possible. You don't have to sacrifice the benefits of terpenes for being high, if that makes sense. However, the amount of terpenes is lost somewhat in the extraction process, especially if it's like dabs or concentrates of any form. If they're doing an extraction, they're gonna lose some amount of those terpenes that the plant initially produced. However, when you do like dabs or use a oil pen or any of that, you are gonna taste the terpenes a lot faster and a lot more, because you're just directly getting the flavor. You're not having to sort through like all of the extra product as you would with flower. So like I said, you do lose some of the terpenes. The terpenes vary in various forms and various strains. Not every strain has the same level of terpenes. You can get one Girl Scout cookies at one store and it might have different levels of terpenes than another Girl Scout cookie that you get at another store, which is kind of fun to me, honestly. If you are someone that likes to just hop around dispensaries and just look for different products and things, you know, getting the same product from different stores can be a great way to see what brands are actually giving you what they say they are. So terpenes actually are a big contributor to the effects of a strain. So lots of people, of course, will shop for strains and look for strains based off of their sativa, indica, or hybrids. And that's not even like real, like the sativa indica hybrid category is scientifically like not real. Like every strain is kind of a hybrid. It's more so just for like shopping purposes. It's easier for consumers to shop in those categories. But when you're shopping, what you really want to look at to see how it'll affect you is the terpenes. And then the more you consume, the more you shop, the more you start to understand what terpenes your body reacts to the best, because every user reacts to different terpenes differently. Like for me, I know that very citrusy, that limonene terpene is not a great terpene for me. It's great for people who want energy, who want focus, but for someone like me who's high anxiety, limonene can actually trigger my anxiety. So when I'm shopping, I make sure that whatever I'm getting hopefully doesn't have a really high percentage of limonene. I'm a big fan of linalool. That is a terpene that I love because it's anti-anxiety. So like I said, when you're shopping, look for terpenes that you know or that you have experienced that make you feel good, because every single terpene reacts to every user differently. Same for every strain. And when you're shopping, of course, you can, you know, still shop by the basis of sativa, indica, or hybrid, even though those are essentially false categories. They do help the shopper. They do help you get a better understanding of, okay, I know that I don't like sativa, so let me just make sure I go on the more indica hybrid leading strains, and then look at the terpenes and see that the terps, you know, match the needs that you need for, you know, whatever you're doing. Whether you're just smoking to smoke or whether you're smoking for medical benefits, looking at the terps can be very helpful in helping you pick the right.
I know a lot of you are probably like, what do terpenes do exactly? How do they work? Like I mentioned earlier, terpenes are, you know, present in every plant.
So if you have a nose, you're usually consuming terpenes, and then your brain and your nose and all this stuff up here, it does the stuff to make them make you feel good. But more specifically, terpenes enter the body directly through the olfactory nerve, and when those terpenes pass through the olfactory nerve, they work through your endocannabinoid system. I might do a separate video on that if you guys want that. Let me know in the comments. But for those that don't know, just a simple explanation, the endocannabinoid system is the system in your body that allows you to consume cannabis without getting sick. Every single human has an endocannabinoid system, so it's how we're able to consume CBD and THC and our body can process it. So once our endocannabinoid system gets all those terpenes, it does this really cool thing, and it provides those psychological and physical benefits that we all feel when we smoke. And those are basically a synergistic effect. I'm using a lot of big words and having a very hard time. My bad, you guys. But the synergy of cannabis and terpenes in the endocannabinoid system give you those psychological and physical benefits, and we'll get into those benefits next. So there are so many terpenes, but we're not going to be talking about all of them because we would be here all day long. I'm only going to be just talking about and breaking down the four main types of terpenes, the terpenes that most of us have seen or heard in strains that we buy, and the ones that are most present in a lot of strains that are on the market right now. So I'm going to do a little cheat and use my notes here. These are actually notes from my course, my terpene course, but they're really helpful and have been a large part of helping me understand how terpenes work. So I don't think it would hurt to just use my notes. I'm a person, I'm not a computer. I need to look down at my notes sometimes. So the first terpene we're gonna talk about, like I mentioned, is limonene. That is a hard one to say sometimes. Limonene, like I said, is present in a lot of sativa dominant strains. So it's great for people who are looking for that kick, that boost. It's kind of like that vitamin C, you know. It's a little like citrusy, but it also is like energy producing. It's also used as an antidepressant, anti-inflammation, great for weight loss as well, and has been found to be really great for the liver in cleansing your overall liver too. I don't know, in my experience, I couldn't tell you because I don't smoke strains with limonene in it that often, but feel free to try yourself and let me know. The strains that are high in limonene include like OG Kush, Super Lemon Haze, anything lemon, anything haze is gonna have limonene. I do not smoke Super Lemon Haze. I've smoked it a handful of times, maybe two or three times, and every time I am just, you know, a little too anxious, so I tend to stay away from it. But my next favorite one is pinene. So pinene is often used for inflammation, diseases, memory, and sleep aid. So it's a really great sedative. I'm someone who has a really hard time getting my brain to calm down and go to sleep, so this is one that I look for often when I'm shopping. And you can find pinene in like
Bubba Kush, Jack Herrera, Trainwreck, and Strawberry Cough as well. Those are, you know, OG strains. You can find those everywhere. So if you find those are going to be high in pinene. The next one is Myrcene. I've never really known how to say that, honestly. And someone correct me if I said it wrong. I believe it's Myrcene. But Myrcene is also often used for pain, inflammation, depression, anxiety, addiction, epilepsy, cancer. It's also antifungal, antibacterial, and antioxidant, and anti-carcinogen. So that just means it cleans your lungs a little bit and regulates your cells, which is great. So that's another great terpene to just get in your system as often as you can. You can find this one in Pure Kush, White Widow, and Himalayan Gold as well. And the last one of the four types of terpenes is Carophyllene. I definitely know I said that correctly. That one's also used for anti-inflammation, is also an antibiotic, antioxidant, another anti-carcinogen, which is also great, especially during COVID times, and is a local anesthetic. So if you're in pain, it's a really great one to have because it's like a good alternative for those really heavy pain medications. It's been recommended if you have debilitating pain, debilitating anxiety, debilitating depression. It's one of those terpenes that literally like just pulls you out of that feeling because it's so good for you. You can also find Carophyllene in OG Kush, Bubba Kush, Sour Diesel, and Chem Dog. Just a quick honorable mention terpene, because it's one of my faves, is linalool. It's not in one of the main four terpene category types, but it is one that is present in a lot of strains, not in very high levels, but in the strains that it is present in, it is of course very beneficial. Linalool is known for being and having the benefits of being an antidepressant, great for anxiety, great for inflammation, and also a great sedative, so great if you have insomnia, as I do. And linalool could be found in also like lots of Kush strains, Granddaddy Purp, lots of the heavy indica strains, you can find linalool. So of course, there is way more information you can learn and know about terpenes, but that is overall the basics, and hopefully that gives those that didn't know about terpenes prior now know a little bit more and know what to look for when they're shopping, know how to shop for terpenes, know how to ask about what terpenes work best for them. Overall, my goal is to just educate you guys and have you guys just have the best experience with cannabis as possible. So I super appreciate you guys watching again. Please make sure to follow me Instagram at the Marijuana Ayana, or subscribe to this video and this page and leave your thoughts and your feedback below. I always appreciate constructive criticism, and hopefully you guys have a good rest of your day. Bye.